Telemachus returns. Athena found Telemachus and Pisistratus lying on cushions together in an open courtyard of Menelaus's palace in Sparta. Pisistratus slept deeply, but Telemachus was wide awake, thinking of his father trapped on Ogygia, the prisoner of the nymph Calypso. What none of them could have dreamed was that, at exactly the moment Menelaus was telling them how the old man of the sea had revealed Odysseus's plight, Zeus was instructing Hermes to fly to Calypso and command her to let Odysseus go, and that Odysseus was already on the Isle of Ithaca. Telemachus was delighted to set eyes on his friend again. "Mentor, how good to see you! You seem to disappear. Where have you been?"
"Telemachus, it's time for you to get back to Ithaca. The situation with the suitors and your mother is, if anything, worse than before. The pressure is remorseless. They realize you left the island, of course, and some of them are waiting to ambush you on your return. 3 ships under the command of Antinous. They're lined up along the strait between Same and Ithaca.
What do you advise?"
"If you sail at night the long way round, you'll be safe enough. The gods will send you a favourable wind. I know it."
It was strange, but Telemachus was confident that he could believe Mentor, even when he made the preposterous claim that he knew which way the wind would blow.
"And I recommend that the first person you visit should be the most loyal of all your people."
"Eumaeus, the swineherd?"
"You said that without a moment's thought."
Telemachus saw a fleeting look of warmth in those serious grey eyes. At breakfast, Telemachus announced to Menelaus and Helen his intention to depart. "I must return to Ithaca and tell my mother what the old man of the sea told you, sir. She will be worried enough."
"We had hoped you might stay for the festival," Helen said.
"But we're not the kind of hosts to smother our guests with unwanted hospitality, are we, my darling? Pisistratus, Nestor will be missing you, and your place is by your mother's side, Telemachus. We understand that."
"We have presents for you to take," said Helen, "for you and for your mother."
Menelaus was on his feet.
"I'll send an escort as far as your ship, and gifts. 3 horses. I have the finest on the peninsula. 2 mares and a stallion. You'll soon fill the island with their stock."
"Sir, you are more than kind, but if I may refuse without offence, Ithaca is not a place to rear horses. Here in Sparta you have wide, fertile fields. Clover, wheat, rye, barley, all the best grasses grow here. Ithaca has no meadows. We are a rocky, rugged place. It is goat country, not horse country.
And I love it all the more for that,"
finished Telemachus with a touch of defiance.
"Then you will take this bowl instead," said Menelaus, draining the last of his breakfast wine from the magnificent vessel from which he had been sipping. "It is silver with a gold rim, made by Hephaestus himself. It would give me such joy if you accepted it."
Telemachus bowed his head. In the chariot taking them back to Pylos, Telemachus gently put a thought to his friend.
"Your father is such a noble and generous host, Pisistratus. I just know that he will insist on my staying at least a week before I can get to my ship and home. Would you think me appallingly rude if..."
"If we went straight to the harbour?" Pisistratus laughed.
I was going to suggest the same thing."
Once they reached Pylos, therefore, they avoided the palace and went straight to the quayside. While the ship was being loaded, Telemachus made an offering to the gods. He was pouring a libation when a stranger approached him. He was in his middle age and dressed in clothes of fine quality, for all that they were dusty and travel-worn.
"You are making sacrifices to the gods," said the stranger. I can trust you in their presence, therefore, to tell me your name, your parentage, and where you are from." Telemachus smiled at the earnestness with which these questions were put to him. "Well, sir, I'm not ashamed to answer, in reverse order, that I am from Ithaca. My father is Odysseus, son of Laertes. My mother is Penelope, daughter of Icarius, and I am Telemachus. I'm here in Pylos because my father is lost at sea, and I came to see if I could discover any news of him." The stranger knelt down and grasped Telemachus by the knees. "Something impels me to trust you and tell you my story, Telemachus. I am Theoclymenus of Argos. I killed a member of my own clan. I had right on my side, but I shan't insult you and bore you with the whole sordid tale. The man's brothers and uncles want my blood. If they find me, I am dead. I beg you, take me on board your ship, and you will have my undying loyalty. As it happens, I have the gift of prophecy. It is at your service. Give me your spear. You're welcome to sail with us, Theoclymenus." Telemachus laid the stranger's spear on the deck and bade him sit beside him. The crew cast off and the sails filled. Grey-eyed Mentor, if it really was he, had been right about the wind. Telemachus steered for most of the trip. As Mentor had directed, they avoided the sound between Same and Ithaca, sailing around to Ithaca's northernmost shore. "Drop me here on the sands," Telemachus commanded the crew when they arrived. "Then row the ship around the headland and into harbour. I'm going inland to see my herdsman, Eumaeus." "And what about me?" said Theoclymenus. "If I could, I'd invite you to be my guest at the palace, sir, but I won't be there all the time, and I couldn't guarantee your safety and comfort if you were alone. That's how bad things are here. My mother won't receive you either, I'm afraid. She simply doesn't come downstairs these days." Just as he was speaking, a hawk flew overhead, clutching a struggling dove in its talons. Some of the dove's white feathers fluttered down between them. "Well, prophet," said Telemachus with a smile, "is that an omen?" Theoclymenus grasped him by the shoulders. "It certainly is, my boy, and a good one. It is a sign sent by Apollo. It means that only the line of Laertes will rule in Ithaca. That's you and your family, Telemachus, destined to rule here forever." "Well, let's hope you're right." Telemachus was silent for a while, and then called back to the sternpost. "Hey there, Piraeus."
"Sir?"
"This is Piraeus, son of my servant Clitius. He's always been a good friend. Piraeus, I can trust you to look after our friend Theoclymenus here?"
"Certainly, my lord. He will be a most welcome guest in our house."
Telemachus nodded, climbed over the rail, dropped into the sea, and waded onto the beach.